Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. He's Big Joe. I'm Chasing McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. I'd be very curious to, they're now on NFL Network, John Robinson's talking about Cam Ward's expectations for his rookie year. I'd love to hear that.
You can go after the show and find
I will. It. I'll have to check that out. Because obviously, I don't know. I care about what the former guy thinks.
Well, of course. He was the general manager of the team from 16 to 22, and he got fired.
And he never got to make a significant pick at quarterback. Tannehill was his guy. He inherited Mariota.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, good.
And he never got that opportunity.
Good. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. It's a good problem to have.
How many quarterbacks have the Chiefs drafted since Mahomes?
Zero.
Zero. Yeah. So good. If you don't have to ever draft a quarterback, you're good. Bill Walsh drafted one. Look what happened to Bill Walsh. He got Montana, but nobody else believed in Montana. I mean, so yeah,
you get then your signed Steve Young off the scrap heap.
Yep. There you go. I mean, traded for him because of the Buccaneers, but yeah,
but probably didn't trade much.
Exactly. So good, man. Good. If you don't have to do that.
So you alerted me on this. I took a few days off.
Right.
I did not listen. I have no idea what's happened in the last 2 days on this station because I just needed a mental break.
Just needed it, pal.
Just needed it, man. So we talk about mental health. It's a true thing. And
you need it.
So, but you brought up that our good friend, the chairman of the board, David Reed, had an interesting take when it came to college baseball. And one team in particular.
Well, the Tennessee Vols. I love David. He's a great Tennessee, loves Tennessee Vols. But he does not like this baseball team. Dr. Crane is a baseball fan, cannot stand this Vols baseball team. Here's what David Reed said with Jared Stillman yesterday in regards to Tennessee baseball.
And all the things David Reed hates about UT baseball, even though David Reed is a Tennessee season ticket holder. I can't get over that.
Football only.
I mean, you hate Tennessee baseball.
I don't hate Tennessee baseball. I hate their attitude. I hate the way they go
about
their
business.
How did
you feel when they won the national title last year? Did you watch the game? Did you go to the game? Did you go out with friends and watch the game? Were you wearing a Vol polo when you watched that game? What were you doing? Give me your national title experience last year.
I did not watch the game. I did not go anywhere. I did not wear any paraphernalia. I have never been to a Tennessee baseball game. I take that back. Early 2000s, maybe late 90s, I went to a game over at Hawkins Field before it was Hawkins Field.
So you did not watch last year's national championship?
I did not. I did not. And I think the only thing that I said publicly to address it was to all those Vols fans in the past who tried to downplay Vanderbilt's baseball championship like it wasn't a championship in a real sport and it didn't matter and it was just Vandy and that's baseball. That's what they do, that they shouldn't be celebrating Tennessee's national championship.
Yeah, can't have that both ways. Can't say baseball doesn't matter and then say baseball's the best, which a lot of Tennessee fans did do. I am just absolutely speechless, and that's really hard for me. I am going to Omaha. I'm not going to go for the first weekend. I'm going to go for that championship series, the 2 out of 3. And David Reed, you can host the show then because I will be watching baseball. Like, that's because I love my team and I love my school.
That's a little different, though, because, that was the school that you graduated from. You went there. I didn't have a chance to go to UT. I had a chance to go to UT Knoxville, but things didn't work out quite the best for me. But that's your school. I understand that.
I'm not a season ticket holder.
Right, in football.
I'm not even a season ticket holder in football. Louisville football. And Louisville's closer than Knoxville.
Yeah, but it's also Louisville football. It's not Tennessee football. It's not Tennessee football. Okay.
I'm not saying we are a decent football
school. And I used to be a Tennessee basketball season ticket holder. And I only made it for maybe 5 or 6 games a year. But I love Rick Barnes because guess what? Rick Barnes does it the right way.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
All right. I got a few things to say about that. Number one, Jared, you're not a season ticket holder to Louisville because you can make a phone call in 5 seconds and go anytime you want to go.
Oh, busted! Jared called out. Busted.
It's like me and the Predators. Like I get it. Secondly, I do find it interesting, and I'm not picking on Reed here, but I am a little bit. Can you hate something if you don't pay attention to it?
It's a good point.
Like, can you – I mean, you know, you obviously know enough in the peripheral because, I mean, it's your job and you're around it. But, like, Yeah, they got an attitude. They got the attitude of the head coach, just like Vanderbilt has the attitude of their head coach. I mean, that's generally what happens. But I don't know if you can sit here and really say, like, yeah, I can't stand them or don't like their attitude when you just admitted that you didn't watch the national championship last year and you haven't been to a game. You don't,
right.
You don't follow the team. And that's fine. Like, I think there are a lot of people that don't care about college baseball. There's a lot of people that do care about college baseball. If you don't care about it, then just don't care about it.
Are there those out there that love UT no matter what? Because I got friends, no matter what, they love, if you love football, then you love basketball, love baseball. I like Reed, that's opinion. But I'm telling you, no Vol fan gives a damn if you don't like this baseball. I'm telling you right now, no Vol fan, David Reed's the only one I've heard about. Vol fans do not care if you don't like this baseball team because they love this baseball team.
Well,
they don't care what you think.
Vols fans don't care, period.
Good.
If you don't like them.
Good. It's what it should be.
Either like us or don't like us, we don't care, VFL. Like, you know how I always joke there's two-tone till I die?
Yeah.
There's VFL is the same
thing.
Fine. Like, there are people that literally, I think if you cut them open, their blood is probably orange. And it doesn't matter what they do, they will ride or die with the orange and white.
So
and that's fine.
If you support the program, should you support every program, every team? I think you should, right? You're a Vol fan, you love Vol football. You can't go like Kentucky basketball.
Nope.
That's just asinine. You can't do
nope.
that.
If you're one of those people, you hate Kentucky, you hate Alabama,
yeah.
You hate Auburn, you hate Vanderbilt, you hate Texas. You hate everybody else in the SEC and in college sports other than you.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. So, Vol fans don't care. Look, Dr. Crane, I wouldn't pick it on you the other day. They don't care whether you like their theatrics or not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've said it multiple times on different shows, but, like, it's not that I don't hate Tennessee because I've had a lot of my best friends that went to school there. It's great. But it's the way they handle themselves. That, to me, rubs me the wrong way.
Well, how should they handle it? Like everything else?
Why does that bother you?
Well, like, for instance, the whole baseball thing yesterday with all the theatrics of the pitcher throwing his hands up and down. Like, at the time, because of this whole Wake Forest coach thing, I didn't know about it till the next morning. But, like, if as a baseball fan, carry yourself with a little bit of, like, humbled pride. Just show a little bit of professionalism. If you're the best team in baseball, in college baseball, that is, show a little bit of professionalism. That's all I ask.
Okay, that's
I mean, look,
fine. That's your opinion. That's fine. But these are 20 and 21-year-olds. I mean, if I had a home run off of you, I would stare you down the entire way. Now, if I get the next time and you beat me with the pitch, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. I got no problem with that.
That's fair, but, like, I get the whole Wake Forest coach said some bad language. Understandable about that.
But why did he say that? Because he was upset that Tennessee provoked him.
Right.
So it keeps on going back and forth.
Right. We had Tim Corbin on a few weeks ago. Well, after they beat Tennessee. And I think you asked him about the chirping and stuff.
That you know it's going to happen.
And he's like, we knew it was coming. I told the guys it was coming. We, you know, they're not that way. And guess what? I'm more that way. Like, that's how I am. I don't have a problem with how Tony Vitello runs his program. Because guess what? They back it up. You're going to talk the talk? You got to walk the walk.
Yep.
They do that. And so, if you're going to be cocky SOBs, which is kind of how they act, you got to go and you got to back it up and win. And guess what? I love Vanderbilt. Guess who's sitting at home and guess who's still playing?
Right.
I mean, I'm just calling a spade there. You don't have to like it.
Right.
And I don't necessarily like it. But you have to respect it because it works.
When do we become so offended over all these celebrations? You know, you go back to Mark Gastineau used to have the sack dance when he would sack a quarterback. That thing lasted 18 seconds. And it would drive people crazy. But Jets fans loved it. Hell, I loved it. I'm not a Jets fan. So if Vols want to celebrate, that's fine. But no, like when Vanderbilt beat their ass up in Knoxville, know that it's coming from the other team.
Yeah.
It's going to come. That you ran your mouth. Look what happened. That's fine. And they took it all. I got no problem with it. I really don't. But to say people over 25 don't like this Vols team that are Vols fans, that is absolutely false.
True. Do I think there are people over 25 that are following this Vols fans that are this Vols team probably thinking, well, I don't know if I would have done it that way, but I like what they're doing because they're winning.
Sure.
If they weren't winning, then nobody would like it.
Like David said about Rick Barnes, if Rick Barnes went 10-28 every year, he wouldn't be your favorite coach doing it the right way.
No.
Because they're winning.
Well,
that's it.
Look, and the thing on Rick Barnes is, I said this for years. Everybody was like, oh, Rick Barnes, he's one of the best. He's one of the best. I'm like, he is a great regular season coach.
Yep.
But at some point, I can't accept getting knocked out in the first or second round every year. And they fixed that. They've gone to the Elite Eight, was it 3 years in a row now?
Something like that, yep.
And now, you know, I'd like to see them get past that point too. But the thing is, like, they're you can get away with something for so long, but then you got to back it up with winning. Tony Vitello has won a championship.
That's right.
With this team. And guess what? They're going to have a tough Super Regional, but maybe they're getting hot at the right time and get that confidence at the right time. They might make another run to Omaha. I mean, you got some stiff competition that's out of the hunt now.
Have you not watched college baseball? I mean, all these teams do it. They go.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is what. And I respect you, Dr. Crane, and what you're saying.
Aww.
Like I get professional, and I think like at the major league level, even though you know when Jose Bautista did the bat flip and everybody was up in arms about that, I was like, okay, strike him out. Do something about it.
Right. Thank you.
You don't like it.
Right.
Stop it. And I'm also one of those old school guys that you got to hit a guy to prove a point. Hit a guy. You know, like that's a part of the game. And they're trying to get rid of that, and I don't agree with it. I think it's a – you shouldn't always do it. But, like, the Greg Maddux story of, you know, when he was a up-and-comer and he knew – like, they were basically like, you have to win this game to stay up or we're going to send you down. And a situation had happened, and the next batter, he had to hit him.
Yep.
And they were like, well, if you hit him, you know, you're probably going to get sent – you're going to get kicked out and you're going to get sent back down. He goes, I don't care. Like, I have to – it's the respect to my teammates.
Love it.
And he did it. I had no issue with that. Like, that is – a part of the game that, you know, you throw a punch, I'm going to throw one back. But I hear what you're saying about professionalism.
I just think there needs a little bit more structure of professionalism in college baseball. Like, nonetheless, yes, have fun. It's awesome. That's great. But also, you're putting out a resume for yourself to go to the next level at the MLB. I'm just putting that out there.
No, if you bat 480 and you're a jerk,
well, yeah.
I'm drafting you.
Go ahead.
I'm drafting you.
That's fine. Go ahead.
You think Pete Rose was nice?
No.
I mean, he would take your – hell, at 80, he would take your head off. I mean, so I don't mind that. Bring the aggression. But when you're between the lines, give me everything you got. I got no problem with all that.
That's fine. Be mean, gritty, all the above. But at the same time, carry yourself with a little bit of pride. That's all I ask.
All right, Tim, hold through the break. We'll get to your call coming up next. We've got a few texts to get to as well on this Vols baseball and their attitude. We'll discuss that and much more coming up next. It's Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Yeah, it's tough to describe the energy that was in the building tonight. It was a little bit different. Maybe they listened to Fish, but I don't even know if the numbers were bigger because it was a Monday, but the energy was insane. Our guys' response to being down was equally insane, but probably the biggest.
Tony Vitello, Vols Baseball. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Kind of talking about the attitude of the Vols baseball team. Tim wants to weigh in on the Vols. Tim, what's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, let me preface what I'm fixing to say. I am a Vanderbilt fan. And
anchor down.
I'm used to Tim Corbin, and I'm used to our players playing the way we play. First of all, too, let me say, Tony Vitello, if he would coach baseball, is a great coach. I'll put that out there right now. But the way he acts on the field is the way his team acts. When we were beating them 10-0 in the SEC tournament, they wasn't doing all that chirping.
Of course
play
not.
Game like that. Do like Barry Bryant said, act like you've been there before. They don't. They act like their coach, and their coach is a butthole.
All right, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
But, okay, you know, Barry Bryant said that, but that's also 50 years ago. I mean, and I get all that. But these are guys that won a national championship. The program won a national championship last year. They're still playing at a high level. They're excited and all that. Other teams kind of feed off of that. They fires them up too as well. It's 50-50. But I'm telling you, Vols fans don't care what you think about this team.
All right. If I say to you, Big Joe Dubin, you have to pick. You're going to run your organization like Vanderbilt and Tim Corbin, or you're going to run your organization like Tennessee and Tony Vitello. Which way are you going?
Tennessee, 100%. And that's no knock
fine.
On Corbin.
Right.
That's my
fine.
Personality.
That's fine.
You
would probably lean Corbin.
There's nothing wrong with it. Corbin is probably one of the greatest baseball coaches of all time.
Yeah.
It still is. I got no problem with that.
You know, there is a phrase called both can be true. Guess what? Now, Tim Corbin's been doing it longer, so like he's already got the Hall of Fame resume put together. But they're both really good at what they do. You may not like the way that one of them does it over the other. That's fine. But they're both really good at it. And, you know, we sit here and always talk, they don't like each other. They may not. I think there's a respect because I think that they know, like, Tony looks at Tim and knows that, hey, he's done this at a high level for a long time. They've won, you know, they've won two championships. They've been to Omaha quite a bit. And now Corbin's looking at Vitello going, hey, he's obviously built a program that, you know, they're winning too. It's not just a flash in the pan thing. So, you know, you can like one way better than the other, but you got to respect how it's going. And look, they're not the only programs that are that way. Like, there are other programs across the country that are like Tennessee, and then there are other programs that are molded like Vanderbilt because Corbin's been doing it for so long. So many people have gone on and, you know, with other programs. But obviously it's top of mind here because they're both in this state.
I get 7285 says, please save Tim's call and use that audio for as long as you can. We shall do that. But again, Vols fans know that if they lose to Arkansas this weekend, like they lost to Vanderbilt, everybody's coming at you. Everybody's coming at you. And Vols fans don't care. It's like, all right, we got this. And that's what makes social media so much fun because these guys lose their mind. But it still is you love what your guys are doing until it doesn't happen, and then but no Vol fan's going to apologize for what's going on right now, nor should they.
Yeah, Hair Metal Henry, they should have a folding chair at second base. When a guy hits a home run and try backwards between first and second, he gets a stone cold Steve Austin chair shot in the melon.
Oh, why not, right?
Mike and Last Cast says, last week Willie said UT plays with a Cobra Kai attitude from the Karate Kid. That made me laugh.
Yeah,
they
right?
do, though. Sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg. Go for it. Make it happen. Look, Monday night when Tennessee was down, we talked about this, Dr. Crane. When they're down 2-0 to Wake Forest, they were going nowhere. And they got it going and got the hits, got the home run, and then the crowd went crazy, the team went crazy. But when they were down, when they were getting beat, there was none of that big celebration because they knew they had a game to win. They won the game, they celebrated. Fine with that. I don't care what school it is. Fine with that. You win the game, celebrate as much as you want. We talk about that. Planting the flag at midfield.
Yep.
You don't want Baker Mayfield to plant your flag at
Beat
Ohio
him.
Stadium?
Do something about
Beat
it.
Beat him.
Right. You don't have to like it. Like, I can look at it and say it's unnecessary. But guess what? There's one way to stop it. Beat him. Don't let him win in your home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much you guys got into to Vanderbilt on Monday, but I'll say this. Like, I'm disappointed because I think that there was a lot of – you know, I think this team took a lot of steps forward. I think that Tim Corbin, you know, has kind of looked at the way the game has changed and maybe made some decisions that he didn't want to, but, you know, he's adapted to it because that's the kind of coach he is. And I think he had a bad weekend. I mean, I think the team had a bad weekend. And unfortunately, that bad weekend means their season's done. But, you know, I think the mismanagement of the bullpen – you know, against Louisville, really put them in a bad spot to have to play Wright State again. I mean, yes, they were in that game Saturday night, I guess it was, against Louisville, but he used up a lot of pitching, you know, to try and beat them. And sure, that would have put you in the winner's bracket and all that, but, you know, it is what it is and it sucks. So I do wonder if there's, like, Vanderbilt fans or non-Tennessee fans that are just more disappointed in Vanderbilt than they are mad at Tennessee for being the way they are.
Hey, you want to not sit here and be disappointed? Win your games. Real quick, Tommy says, haters will hate. Go Big Orange. Ride with us or get ran over. It's passion, not classlessness. It's college. They don't have to show professionalism. Some will have a problem with that. But, look, I get it, man. It's college baseball. It's like what Happy Gilmore did for golf. That's why he loved that movie. It's the same thing. Celebrate and have a good time. Hey, I know when we come back, I just need a minute. Okay. Somebody retired yesterday, leaving a big void in our area, and I'm going to tell you who it is and why he was important.
Okay, we will do that. Coming up next, it is Chase and Big Joe here on this Wednesday. PFL World Championship semifinals are Thursday, June 12th at Municipal Auditorium. and you can be there. Text in the keyword MATCH, M-A-T-C-H, to 615-737-1025 now to be entered to win a pair of VIP ringside tickets. Visit pflmma.com/schedule for more details. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063, the game here on this Wednesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day to this point. And, Joe, I know you wanted to address something.
Yeah, by the way, our good friend Tommy Bryan, if you know Tommy Bryan, 45 years covering preps in Middle Tennessee, retired yesterday, he's hanging it up, and it's going to leave a huge void in covering high school athletics throughout Middle Tennessee. Tommy Bryan was an absolute legend. He's in the Hall of Fame. But that's why, you know, guys like Tommy, you know, we give Mike Organ grief, but we love Mike Organ, and they cover things that aren't the Titans and vanning the Vols. And I'm telling you right now, and this is not a knock on anybody, it's easy to cover the Titans. It really is, because it's all laid out for you.
No, it's
not. It's all laid out for you. I mean, it's there. You go out. You get, it's hard to cover preps. It's hard to cover high school athletics. David James knows this, but the guys who do it in our area do it well. Mike Organ and Tommy Bryan. Tommy retired. Huge void. Somebody will have to step up. I think you've hired somebody else at Main Street Media to fill Tommy's void. But the relationships, I mean, how many tens of thousands of articles did parents cut out because of stuff Tommy wrote to put in scrapbooks and do all that? So these guys are valued. The print word is still very, very powerful. No matter what you say, it's still very powerful. And guys like Tommy and Mike and, you know, Tom Crager at the Tennessee Inn, all these guys that really delved into preps, it's not easy to cover that. You got to go and you got to put boots on the ground and find guys. You got to find stats. They're not always on websites. And interviews aren't scheduled at 10:15 at St. Thomas Sports Park. But these guys did it well. They never complained. They never yelped. Well, and did a good job. So, Tommy Bryan, earn your vacation, earn your retirement. You are a beloved man. Thank you for all you've done. And but there'll be others who'll step up and cover that. But Tommy did such a great job.
Amen to that. Well said by you. And, you know, it just we need to continue to see that that coverage of prep football and prep sports.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have Prep Weekly that we run. So, I mean, it just hopefully it can continue. But you're right. When you say it's easier to cover the Titans, I mean, it is, but it isn't. Like, the last few years have been difficult because we're just talking
difficult
about.
Difficult why?
Because, like, I'm tired of negative. I'm tired of talking about dumb decisions by the owner, dumb decisions by the front office.
But that doesn't
poor
affect
play.
your journalistic integrity.
No, but I mean, it's like I feel like I'm negative all the time.
Well, it is. But getting to your car and driving to Cross Plains and cover East Robertson High School. That is something that's it. You just drive to St. Thomas and then all the quotes are put on the website and that's fine. I'm not saying it's any easier or it's not 50-50 or something else. It's just you've got to get it if you're covering
right.
preps.
You got to be. Well, I mean, it's like anything that's, you know, kind of niche. Like, I do the NASCAR stuff. I mean, there is it's easier for me because I'm so passionate about the sport uh-huh. that, you know, I could flip the mic on right now and talk NASCAR for 30 minutes. But there is a lot of prep that goes into doing that show, you know, like
yeah.
getting the guests lined up.
Sure.
And, you know, especially now that the race has passed, you know, I won't have the – you know, the drivers won't be coming on every week like
yep.
they were.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot that kind of goes into that. But, you know, whether it's pro wrestling or baseball or whatever, I mean, you're right. The NFL is just easy because
they make it
easy. It's there.
I talked to Mike Keith about – I asked Mike Keith, I said, why – this is a couple years ago. Why do you still do BGA, public announcing and all that? He's like, because I love it.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, somehow, some way, I tell all these people, and I've told you this, we've told other people this, be grounded to something that's not on the front page of the paper. Be grounded to I love high school football. I'm grounded to high school football. You love NASCAR. You're grounded to NASCAR. Be grounded in something that you love that's not merely going to pay your bills. So with me, with high school football, Mike Keith was the same way. You love it. And so there's a lot of people that have great do great things, but find your passion that you're not getting paid for and love it.
Yep, 100%. Clay wants to weigh in on our conversation we were having about the Vols. Hello, Clay.
Boys, how are we doing this morning?
Oh, we are fantastic.
Joe, I apologize for being 20 minutes late calling.
Why?
Because I told you, I picked up a customer.
Oh, nice.
All right, was she cute?
Uh, She's not as cute as the girl that Joe was in a picture at the golf tournament. I'll say that.
Stay away from Jill Jelinek, please. That's like our little sister. Stay away from her.
Dr. Crane, if you could get your security detail together, please, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, that's
Alpha
family
team,
now,
Bravo
man.
Team, standby.
What's your comment, Clay, about Vols baseball?
Well, I mean, I agree with what Chase was saying. I mean, they do back it up. You know, are they cocky? Sure, they're cocky. Is Tony Botello cocky? Sure, he's cocky. I mean, I don't really care for the guy. He's obviously a good baseball coach, though, because, you know, their program was, you know, pretty bad when he took this job. And that 5 straight Super Regionals, I think.
Yeah.
You know, but the flip side of the coin is, I don't know what happened to Corbs and the boys. I can't explain that one.
It was a bad weekend. It was
they quit hitting.
Yeah. I mean, and I think he used up the bullpen.
So. And to me, and this certainly isn't a criticism of Corbin, but, you know, he left the lineup, I think, the exact as far as 1 through 9, where you know, who bats where. He left the lineup the same all 3 games. And, you know, in the past, he'd shaken up the lineup a lot of times, and more times than not, it would work. For instance, I don't know why he left R.J. Austin in the 2-hole. I mean, because he ends up being the one that gets, you know, the third out that puts him out. And I think he was 0 for 12 in the regional. So that's just my thoughts.
Appreciate the call, Clay. Thank you, sir.
See you, boys.
Always appreciate Clay.
Always.
For calling him. I mean, he's right, though. I mean, again, it's one of those things that, if you don't like it, then figure out a way to stop it, because you can shut it up.
Clay Malone says, all right, my son plays high school baseball. This is on X. Do you want your child to flip the bird to the right fielder after he hits a home run like UT did against Notre Dame? Love the show. Thank you, Clay. I mean, I can't control what one guy does. I'm not a fan of flipping the bird to the right fielder, but I'm a fan of celebrating. I don't mind that. I mean, flip the bird to the right fielder. But also, Tennessee lost that game, that series in 22. They didn't go to the World Series. Notre Dame came in and spanked them.
They sure did. And that was – I mean, look, I think Vols fans felt the disappointment then like Vanderbilt fans are feeling right now, because you knew you had a team that underachieved.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the best Vanier baseball team was a 2013 team. They got beat in the regional by Louisville. They didn't go to the World Series. That was a great team. But what did it do? In 14, they won the national championship. Probably should have won it in 15, lost to Virginia, but they got that one under their belt. But, again, you know, things happen. You underachieve. But, I mean, celebrate. I mean, I'm not a fan of flipping the bird.
I don't mind
celebrating and going crazy and all the other good stuff. I have no problem with that, but.
Dr. Crane did that to us one time, and it was one time.
Yeah.
He understood not to do it again.
Only once.
That's right. We said no.
Bad.
How's Skillet doing?
Skillet's great. Actually, Joe asked about him on Monday. I think he's like 200-plus right now, nice. Which is good. Going June 22nd to, you know, read off his last rites, I guess. I don't know.
You going to give him a meal? Like.
Yeah, probably leftover food from, I don't know, something.
I asked Dr. Crane, and when he picks him up, are you going to pet him on the head? Like, how's my boy doing today?
All I know is he's marked. They marked an X on the back of him, so he's marked to know which one's mine.
Oh,
well. And how does the deed get done? Like,
so I go out there. I help load him up into, some sort of docking truck, and they just – you know, go on the 18-wheeler and just haul them off.
Like, see you in the freezer.
Yeah, and then the people that are going to do the process, they call me and they give me a sheet to fill out. I think I'm doing that June 22nd of how I want the sausage cooked, if I want it seasoned, if I want it spicy, breakfast sausage, if I want some sort of type of ham, Boston butt, stuff like that. But I specifically asked them, could you leave the tail and the jaw meat? Because I do want that.
Okay.
This is all, I mean, we are fascinated by all this.
But again, I want, like, how do they kill him? That's what I want to know.
It's like an air compressor type. I don't want to use the word gun, but it's like an air compressor type
like
thing.
Like in the movie, No Country for Old Men?
Yes.
Just walk around zapping people?
Yes. And I think they
so
do.
So like knocks them out, essentially?
Essentially so. Yeah, it's on the back of the scalp, yeah.
Do you have to like, hey, look over here, pig, and then boom? I mean, is it one of those?
It's things? Pretty quick,
like
Joe.
Like Dexter?
It's pretty quick. Well, I'm trying to keep it as PG as possible for the listeners, but.
I don't want him to suffer, you know.
Like, listen,
skillet's been
but
a good
Chase
pick.
Has no problem eating him, but that just won't suffer. As I sit here and eat, I had two
the food chain.
Sausage biscuits this morning. I'm like, oh, don't do this to him.
And I'm like, yes. Again, it's the Simpsons episode. Oh, so tender, bitchy.
Right.
I am pretty excited because I'm ready to just taste some good pork meat. It's going to be delicious.
So 200 pounds?
200.
What is it? If he gets a hog over 300 or 400, is that what that is?
Yeah, I think there's some sort of it involves the testosterone. So basically, when the hog has too much testosterone in its body, it starts to grow tusk, and then it becomes a boar. And you don't want that meat because it becomes
very.
You
don't want a boar.
Yeah, it tastes not great.
Okay,
yeah. Cool. No. Well, good to know. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
Now it's time for the invocation with public address announcer. Let's send it over to Chase McCabe.
Please rise as you are able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as the United States Marine Corps Color Guard presents our nation's colors.
Thank you, Dr. Crane, for finding that. That was very nice.
I'm going to render you a hand salute.
it's a family show.
Right, yes.
Funny story about that. So they throw down to me, and I get the cue and everything, and I start talking. It's the same microphone I've been using for everything. And I don't hear myself. So I'm like, I don't hear myself, but I'm going to keep talking until they tell me not to. Next thing I know, this dude literally like dives over with a wireless mic. He's like, use this, something's wrong. So then I have to do it all again. So there was kind of a pregnant pause, and that was the reason, but somebody had unplugged the mic.
AV problems, man.
I know.
From now until the end of time.
But being the
problems.
Professional that I am, never missed a beat.
Walked around and said, you not let that happen again.
I did. I gave them the what for. That's what I did. With that, let's get to what day is it in celebrity birthdays. It is brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Jarrett Fire Division covers all of your business's fire safety needs. Just go to jarrettfire.com. Above and beyond industry standards. Dr. Crane, take it away.
All right, gentlemen. First on the list, we have Audacity to Hope Day. So. You know,
okay.
Always hope.
That's that's probably what Skillet's going through right now.
Yeah.
Got some hope.
Probably so.
David James and I I think we're going to bail him out. I think we're just going to rescue him run away to, you know.
Just give me $100. That's all I need.
The Bahamas or something.
It's all right. Give him like that strawberry. The strawberry, what do they call it? Massage or whatever it's called for the pigs.
Whoa, no.
Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah,
about
they
that.
Put like strawberry.
Where you been at night?
Dickerson Road?
I'm just going to continue on. I'll tell you guys later. Hug Your Cat Day is today.
Oh,
so yeah. If you have a cat, go hug it. Global Running Day is today. Let's see. International Day of Innocent Children Victims of Aggression is today. National Cheese Day.
Love cheese.
That might stop somebody up or get them flowing. One of the two. National Clean Beauty Day is today. National Cognac Day is today.
Oh, how do you pronounce that properly, but you can't say Zinfandel?
I don't know, Cognac. Joe. It's just my brain works weird. Okay. National Safe Day is today. National Taylor's Day. Shout out to those suit people.
And, or people named Taylor.
That too. National Shopping Cart Day. And to wrap it up, Old Maid's Day. So if you know an old maid, just tell them thanks for cleaning your house.
Is that what old maids do? I thought they did something else. All right, just making sure on that.
Oh, boy.
Goodness.
That's all I know.
Goodness.
Oh, yes. All right, it's time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within two. Our first birthday.
So how did you do this the last 2 days?
It was Dr. Crane and Connor Newt.
Okay.
Which was fun because
landslide.
Two guys who knew nothing.
Nice. And
Connor Newt did excellent. He did really well. Our first birthday.
Don't compliment him. His head's already too big.
One of the best actors of all time because he was in one movie. He was in the movie They Live with Rowdy Roddy Piper. How old is Keith David today?
I swear we just had his birthday.
Maybe David Keith. This is Keith David.
Oh. There's a David Keith and a Keith David?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that. 74.
77.
69.
Nice.
Scott Wolf from the TV show Party of Five.
Been in a few movies as well. I'm going to say he's like 53.
54.
57. Horatio Sands from SNL.
48.
61.
56. Noah Wiley from ER. Dr. Carter, yeah. Wasn't that who it was?
Yeah. 56.
51.
54. Chase on the board with one. I still think she's beautiful, but she's crazy. Angelina Jolie.
50.
57.
50, exactly. Chaser knows his beautiful actresses.
And crazy.
And crazy. 3-0. Chaser on top. All right. Actor Bruce Dern. He is, what's her name? She was in Jurassic Park. That's her dad. The first Jurassic Park. Laura Dern's dad. God, Joe.
That was good. Well done. I'm going to say 82.
80.
89. Singer actress Michelle Phillips was in The Mamas and the Papas, was also on Knott's Landing.
81.
77.
81, exactly. Chaser nailing it. Actor Parker Stevenson was one of the Hardy Boys.
Not matter, Jeff. Thank you, Adam. I'm going to say 64.
77.
73. Singer Elle DeBarge.
I don't know who that is.
Popular group in the 80s and part of the 90s. Very popular.
58.
59.
64. Dr. Crane shut out again. Come on, man. Singer Al B. Sure. Love some Al B. Sure.
I'll be sure that Al B. Sure is 68.
73.
57. Russell Brand, Katy Perry's ex-husband.
47.
44.
50. And we got three sports birthdays for you. One of the greatest linemen of all time from Ohio State, Jim Lachey. Played with the Redskins. Remember the Hogs.
70.
77.
62. Great tennis player, Andrea Jaeger. How old is Andrea Jaeger?
58.
61.
60. Dr. Crane's on the board. Our last birthday, though. World Series. I think he was MVP for the Angels in 2002. Nebraska baseball coach, I think. Darren Erstad. I think he played football for Nebraska, too.
50.
49.
51. Chaser takes it 6-1.
Good to be back. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome back.
Dr. Crane, good job the last few days. I didn't listen, but I assume it was a good job the last
few
days.
Thank you.
Always a good job.
Go back and listen to Derek Lewis. You'll love it.
I will.
Love that interview.
Hope he's not hot.
It's well right with all that. As we leave our show every day, last week a guy that Chase and I know passed away, and we're very transparent about this. The demons got to him, right? And if you let the demons get to you, they're going to win every single time. So don't answer the door. Don't let him in. Talk to somebody. Had you talked to somebody, if you reached out to us, we're always here for it. I'm telling you, when you reach out and talk to somebody about you're going through, your world changes because you know people care and people love you. We say all the time on your cell phone, you can call or text 988 anytime. You can reach out to us. To the men who've reached out to us over the past year and a half, we love you. They are doing well. You're doing fine. You're still here. And I tell you all the time, our world is a better place because you are here. Please know that. Please know that we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD is coming up next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.